Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is July 26, 2020. In this segment, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for August 2020. But before we begin, a note to all viewers. This channel has moved to a paid subscription format. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the rest of the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. August begins with two key planets changing signs. First, Venus leaves sidereal Taurus, where it has been for the past 4 months, and moves into Gemini on July 31st. Venus in Gemini puts the planet of relationship, compromise, agreement, and guidance in the most dual sign of the zodiac. Gemini is capable of holding two points of view simultaneously as it tries to come to consensus. Therefore, Venus in Gemini is adaptable, flexible, but finds it hard to make a commitment. So for August, we get the potential for compromise after first hearing advice that comes from opposing sides. Note that as soon as Venus enters Gemini, it combines forces with Rahu, the north node of the moon, one of the eclipse points. Rahu has the energy of great desire, so Venus combining with Rahu puts a big focus on Venus significations, to the point of obsession, even urgency. But since Rahu is an eclipse point, it obscures and distorts what it combines with, causing confusion. Therefore, Venus significations become suspect. When Rahu combines with Venus, we get focused on and obsessed with finance, with guidance, and with relationships. But since Rahu is a demon, the relationship may not be an entirely healthy one. As Venus progresses further into Gemini, it gets into position to be opposite Jupiter, which is still retrograde in sidereal Sagittarius. Jupiter is the planet of optimism and conciliation. Venus is the planet of agreement. The opposition aspect means they are mutually influencing each other. So this could be good for coming to an agreement. Jupiter is the planet of increase. Venus is the planet of pleasures. When Jupiter and Venus interact, we can get too much of a good thing. In other words, excess, overindulgence, decadence. Finally, on the last day of August, Venus leaves Gemini and enters Cancer. August 1st, the day after Venus enters Gemini, Mercury leaves Gemini and moves into Cancer. While Mercury was in Gemini, it was in its own sign, but now Mercury will be in the sign of its enemy, the Moon. The planet of rational thinking and linear reasoning doesn't like being in an emotional, reactive water sign like Cancer. But since Cancer is a very intuitive sign, Mercury in Cancer can be good for intuitive thinking. As soon as Mercury enters Cancer, it comes into a relationship with Saturn, which is directly opposite in the early degrees of Capricorn. When the planet of rational thinking and linear reasoning interacts with the planet of harsh realities and making decisions, we get serious thinking and forced decisions. Mercury is the planet of information. Saturn is the planet of restriction, control, and delay. This combination can result in some data or information that gets held back from the public due to circumstances. Mercury moves fairly quickly, so the Mercury-Saturn aspect is most intense for the first several days of August. Mercury doesn't spend much time in Cancer. After a bit more than 2 weeks, Mercury moves on in the zodiac, entering Leo on August 16th. Mercury is happier in Leo because Leo is a more stable sign compared to Cancer. Leo is the sign of the leader and of government. Mercury is the planet of making rational decisions. So, with this transit, we should see some more reasonable decisions being made by the leadership. But, towards the end of its transit in Leo, Mercury will come into position to be directly opposite Neptune, the planet of fantasy and illusion, which will influence Mercury to be, let's say, less than rational at the end of August. In the middle of the month, a third planet changes signs, Mars. Mars leaves sidereal Pisces, where it has been transiting since June 18th, and enters Aries on August 16th. This is a significant development for Mars because Aries is a sign ruled by Mars. The fiery planet of action loves being in a fire sign that seeks challenges and thirsts for new discoveries. Mars is the planet of haste and impatience, which encourages the Aries tendency to leap into things without much forethought, leading to rash actions. The potential for rash actions is increased due to Mars joining up with Uranus, the planet of independence, inspiration, and rebellion. Mars combined with Uranus produces excitement and fast-moving events. It can even become violent. This is happening in a sign noted for independence and initiative, so we can expect that the protests and demonstrations will continue during August and September. But note that, as soon as it enters Aries, Mars comes into an aspect pattern with its enemy, Saturn. The two planets will form a square relationship, a configuration that produces tension and stress, especially between two planets with inimical natures. Mars wants to move rapidly forward and is prone to cause conflict. Saturn is cautious and wants to hold back. Mars in Aries seeks new adventure. Saturn in Capricorn wants to hold on to the established order. This Mars square Saturn pattern will be relatively long-lasting because, at this point, both planets are moving extra slowly in the zodiac. Saturn is coming to the end of its retrograde period. Mars is about to start a retrograde period. When planets are transitioning from retrograde to direct motion, or vice versa, they become stationary. In other words, appear to not be moving from night to night. Therefore, the Mars square Saturn aspect will continue for several weeks from mid-August through September, until Mars backs out of Aries due to its retrograde motion in early October. The result will be a lot of tension and stress, starting in late August. If this pattern interacts with something in a personal chart, there are likely to be nasty, difficult-to-deal-with events. Here's an example, someone we have all heard about, Donald Trump. Turns out, he has two key planets located in the early degrees of sidereal Cancer. Transiting Saturn will be directly opposite his natal Saturn and natal Venus, and transiting Mars will be simultaneously sending its full force forward square aspect onto his natal Saturn and natal Venus. Both Saturn and Mars are classed as natural malefics in Vedic astrology, in other words, capable of creating bad things. Having two natural malefics simultaneously afflicting two natal planets is a pretty bad situation. Natal Saturn is the planet of your personal reality, therefore stability and security. Natal Venus is the planet of guidance, finance, and how agreeable you are, therefore your popularity. Looks like Mr. Trump will be having a rough several weeks while this double transit is in play. Here's another example of a chart that will be affected by this transit combo. In the Vedic birth chart of the USA, note that natal Mercury is placed in early Cancer. So, just like with Mr. Trump's chart, we have here a planet that gets a double whammy from the Mars-Saturn transit configuration. Mercury is the planet of communications and business transactions. The eighth house of a country's chart is the nation's financial arrangements and financial involvement with other countries, which will be put under a lot of stress with this transit pattern. Wonder who that could be. Okay, so there's a brief look at the planetary patterns for August 2020. And now a reminder, you have been watching Astrology News Reports once a month free public video. If you would like to see the next four weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. If $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's a description of what's coming up in the August reports. August 2nd, Venus transiting in Gemini and the effects for your rising sign chart. August 9th, Mars transiting in Aries and the effects for your rising sign chart. August 16th, an update analysis of what's going on in the U.S. presidential campaign. August 23rd, analysis of the chart of the Democratic Party's VP candidate. We don't yet know who it is, but when we do, I'll be doing a full report on their chart. And then August 30th, we have the preview of planetary patterns for September 2020. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so here's the link for your donation. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. Thank you, and until next week.